Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, there's a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a low of 66. In western Kenosha County this morning, a vehicle caught fire and burned with someone inside. Sheriff's deputies and town of Wheatland fire crews were sent just before 8 a.m. to the 6500 block of 352nd Avenue for the vehicle on fire in the parking lot of a store. A news release says bystanders attempted to remove the occupant, but by the time deputies got there, the vehicle was fully engulfed in flames. The investigation is underway to identify the victim and figure out what happened. Although Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has also been handling the duties of village administrator for 2 months, the Village Board's Personnel Committee just began the process of hiring a new administrator yesterday. Members of the committee looked at a couple of examples of the ads placed by other municipalities and talked about the duties of the next administrator. Village President Jerry Garski said the next administrator needs to be more responsive to the board.
The new administrator here is going to be more of an run the day-to-day duties of the village, but like yourself, gather the information and bring it to us. I got A and I got B. You tell me which one you pick, and that's the path I'm gonna go get all that information for you and follow up with all the details so that you can make your final decision.
The committee took no action, deciding instead to further review the language in the Help Wanted ad while also reviewing the administrator's job description. Zarzecki is in his second stint as acting administrator. He also held the position before Kurt Wallen was hired in 2013. Wallen left the village after an apparent falling out with the board in mid-July. A plan to greatly expand municipal bus service in Kenosha is on track, while a funding mechanism for a new super fire station has been identified, both according to Mayor John Antaramian. Following a forum on transit issues, the mayor said he expects final approval soon on a plan to divert $8.5 million, originally obtained for streetcar expansion, to fund more bus service, including longer hours and new routes to neighboring communities for people to get jobs. On the fire station issue, Mayor Antaramian proposes construction of a new and larger facility by borrowing $4.7 million from the federal government's Housing and Urban Development Department and another $907,000 through the city's capital program.
I have been very supportive of what the fire department has come forward with as to a very logical plan on how to replace a station that is in desperate need of replacement.
The Plan Commission will consider the funding proposal next week. The transit forum was organized by the group CUSH, Citizens United to Serve Humanity. An historic monument recovered from the grounds of the Village of Elmwood campus along Taylor Avenue south of Durand will go back on display after decades. The land in the city of Racine, which meant needed support from the City Plan Commission. Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski explained the marker dates back to the days when the site was known as the Taylor Orphan Asylum, or Taylor Home for short.
The tablet that's inside used to be displayed on the Taylor Home, the old Taylor Home building. It was saved over the years, and it's planning to be reinstalled here. And the architectural detail of the monument structure itself kind of suggesting detail of the old Taylor Home building that was there.
Minor landscaping around the monument, to be located just south of the main driveway, was part of the Plan Commission unanimous recommendation to the Common Council, the monument itself to be seal-coated against vandalism. The Milwaukee Bucks are hiring Hunsinger Construction to put up a block of restaurants and stores near their new arena. The team announced the Milwaukee contractor had won the bidding process. There's no cost on what's called the live block, but the team says its scheduled opening is the fall of 2018, the same time as the new Bucks Arena launches on the season. The Green Bay Packers won't play the Minnesota Vikings until Sunday night in a new glass-roofed stadium in Minneapolis, and it's still unknown who will start at quarterback for the home team, though Packers coach Mike McCarthy says it doesn't matter.
We've taken an approach that we could see either one of the quarterbacks. My understanding is it's probably going to be Sam Bradford, but I have a lot of respect for Sean Hill. I mean, he played very well against us when he was with the Detroit Lions, so we'll prepare for both quarterbacks.
Both the Packers and Vikings won their season openers last Sunday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.